SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
आप सुन रहे हैं SBS हिंदी। अपने रेडियो पर हर शाम सुनिए हमारा कार्यक्रम। आप हमारा कार्यक्रम हमारी वेबसाइट पर और SBS मोबाइल ऐप द्वारा सुन सकते हैं। sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाएं।
ऑस्ट्रेलिया के भारतीय समुदाय से दो महिलाओं के डूबने की त्रासद घटना के बाद एक बार फिर पानी में सुरक्षित रहने के प्रशिक्षण को सुधारने की मांग बढ़ रही है। दक्षिण सिडनी के मशहूर समुद्री तट पर यह घटना तब हुई जब वे एक पत्थर पर आई तेज लहर में बह गईं। इलाके में ये अपने प्रकार की दूसरी घटना है। बॉटनी बे के दक्षिण में कर्नल का केप सोलैंडर वेल देखने का एक मशहूर स्थान है। कैमे बॉटनी बे नेशनल पार्क के इस रमणीय स्थल पर स्थानीय लोग और पर्यटकों की भीड़ बराबर लगी रहती है। 10 जून को महाराजा के जन्म दिवस के उपलक्ष्य में हुई सार्वजनिक छुट्टी पर तीन महिलाओं और उनके परिवारों ने इस स्थल को अपने पिकनिक स्पॉट के रूप में चुना। इनमें से दो महिलाएं एक पत्थर पर आई तेज लहर में बह गईं। तीसरी महिला की जान पास खड़े एक व्यक्ति ने बचा ली। रवि वसीन ने मदद की पुकार सुनी और तुरंत 000 पर फोन किया। एक तैरने वाले उपकरण की मदद से उन्होंने एक महिला की जान भी बचाई जो अब सेंट जॉर्ज अस्पताल में भर्ती हैं। वे कहते हैं कि उन्हें खुशी है कि वे एक जान बचा सके, लेकिन उन्हें मलाल भी है कि वे बाकी दोनों महिलाओं के लिए कुछ न कर सके।
First time ever in my life I've seen something like this like happening on front of me, actually like people drowning in the water and yelling for help. So it wasn't like easy like to see this, and yeah, actually the wave was like very rough also, especially this area near the rocks. Yeah, it was pretty like difficult situation. Everybody would be like happy, you know, like saving someone's life, but at the same time I'm very sad that I couldn't like help the other, you know, the other two that drowned in water.
ये दोनों महिलाएं भारत में केरला से आती थीं और ऑस्ट्रेलियाई नागरिक थीं। मलयाली मुस्लिम समुदाय की ये नागरिक तीन बच्चों की माएं भी थीं। पारिवारिक मित्र और चिकित्सीय डॉक्टर अहमद कैथल शहीर का कहना है कि ये क्षति समुदाय के लिए अपूर्णीय है।
मारवा इज अ क्लाइमेट एडवोकेट, शी इज अ पोस्ट ग्रेजुएट इन सस्टेनेबिलिटी एंड प्लानिंग, शी वर्क्स फॉर ट्रांसपोर्ट New South Wales, and Shani is also an educator and entertainer. She's a very loved mother. Whenever we meet them, they make us feel like we are better than who we are. They always try and cheer up the positive side of things. So it's a big loss.
Dr. Shahir का कहना है कि स्थानीय समुदाय अंतिम संस्कार की तैयारी कर रहा है। वे प्रशासन से इस बात का आग्रह भी कर रहे हैं कि अंतिम संस्कार की क्रिया के लिए परिजनों के आगमन को सुलभ करने के लिए वीजा अप्रूवल सुनिश्चित किए जाएं।
It is an unmeasurable loss, and I don't know how long it will take. We actually cancelled all our programs for the coming Eid, the community programs. We are going to be with them in this. We are in this together. All of our community members, A to Z, everyone is working hard to coordinate, help, trying to get visa process for the families because we want to bring them here ASAP.
Joe McNulty, New South Wales Police Marine Area Command के chief हैं। वे कहते हैं कि प्राथमिक कार्यकर्ता घटनास्थल पर 15 मिनट के अंदर अंदर पहुंच गए थे, लेकिन तब तक उन महिलाओं को बचाने के लिए बहुत देर हो चुकी थी।
No, there was no life jackets, but there was no intention to go rock fishing either, which is a very dangerous sport, as we know. They were there enjoying a walk along a rock platform. Probably didn't take into account the low tide and extremely slippery rock platform when that wave hit them. And the water pressure from a wave was quite huge. Large volume of water sweeping the three of them in one wave action into the water.
दो हफ्ते पहले ऐसी ही एक घटना में दो नेपाली पुरुष जो मछली पकड़ने गए थे इसी स्थान पर अपनी जान से हाथ धो बैठे थे. श्री मैकनाल्टी कहते हैं कि स्थान पर उचित सूचना पट लगाए गए हैं लेकिन लोग इन्हें दरकिनार कर देते हैं.
There is signage already down there and I can tell you the day before the incident Botany Bay Water Police were down there and they did issue 3 rock fishermen with infringement notices for fishing without life jackets. So our job is constant. We're always down there. We're always patrolling that area because we know it is a dangerous rock platform area.
वे समुदाय के नेताओं और मीडिया से आग्रह कर रहे हैं कि समुदाय में पानी की सुरक्षा को लेकर जागरूकता बढ़ाने में सहायता करें. स्टीवन पियर्स सर्फ लाइफ सेविंग न्यू साउथ वेल्स के मुख्य सचिव हैं. वे कहते हैं कि मौके पर पहुंची टीम में लाइफ सेवर्स भी शामिल थे.
To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organization a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
In a really quickly and timely manner, but you know, as I said, to be washed off the rocks, unfamiliar to the area, we're not sure about their swimming capability. Obviously, no one was wearing life jackets, but then we don't really advocate people when they're visiting rock platforms or just walking along headlands to wear life jackets. That's solely for the rock fishers. But again, you know, really terribly tragic, and it's just one of these times where we just really need to reach out into the communities and try and better promote, you know, just these water safety messages.
वे कहते हैं कि ऑस्ट्रेलिया की पूरी तटरेखा पर बाढ़ रेखा नहीं लगाई जा सकती. समुदाय को शिक्षित करना ही सही रास्ता है. वे आगे कहते हैं कि केवल तैराकी सीखना ही नहीं बल्कि जगह और लहर को समझना भी जरूरी है.
Rock fishing and rock platform related drownings is up by 50% on this time last year. So you know, we've seen now 9 people lose their lives, you know, either rock fishing or on rock platforms, being washed off rock platforms. This summer, was a very tragic summer for drowning. In saying that, the summer drownings along the coastline were reduced by almost 50% to the previous year. So it does show that a lot of the initiatives and messaging that we do put out in the communities are working. But you know, again, when people think summer's finished, there are no more drownings, well, that's when people actually start to recreate along these rock platforms, and the rock fishers come out to start rock fishing because it's that time of the year for these pelagic species that they target to go fishing for. And you know, really tragically, our on-call lifesavers and our lifeguards are continually responded every week to people being washed off the rocks.
Professor Robert Brander, University of New South Wales, में तट सुरक्षा पर शोध कर रहे हैं. उनका कहना है कि अधिक खतरे वाली जनसंख्याओं जैसे नए प्रवासियों में शिक्षण और सही संदेश पहुंचाना अधिक प्रभावशाली होना चाहिए.
And that's the big challenge. We have done studies of southern Asian communities before in terms of their beach safety knowledge. And they just don't have a lot, especially new migrants or migrants who've lived in Australia less than 10 years, just don't have that knowledge. And that's because we're not teaching them. So you can say, well, why are these people getting in trouble? And, you know, and sometimes you almost pick up a sense that people are blaming these people for being in the wrong place. But if they don't know any better, it's not their fault. And I would say that we just have not been doing a good job of educating a lot of communities throughout Australia, you know, in general, about some of the hazards and risks that are along the coast, and we need to get better.
उनका कहना है कि सामुदायिक नेताओं के साथ किए जाने वाले अभियान सबसे अधिक प्रभावशाली पाए गए हैं और इनमें निवेश किया जाना चाहिए.
We also sort of asked in our study that we did, these surveys that we did, do you visit beaches with flags and unpatrolled beaches, and plenty visit unpatrolled beaches, plenty choose not to swim between the flags. About a quarter of the people we surveyed didn't actually understand what the red and yellow flags mean. which is a big concern because on our beaches in the summer, at least, that is the main message we have is to swim between the flags. And yet a quarter of the people we surveyed didn't know that. And that tells me that we're not getting the message. We may think that message is getting across to everyone, but it's not. You need to understand the people. You need to understand what they understand before you can start developing any sort of safety intervention. So it would be nice to see more people working in that field.
वे आगे कहते हैं कि ये समझना आवश्यक है कि ऑस्ट्रेलिया के खुले समुद्री तट के अपने खतरे हैं जो सही ज्ञान की कमी में जानलेवा साबित हो सकते हैं.
It is a unique situation, and you know, you think of the UK and beaches in Europe, for example. Well, again, they've got winter and the beaches aren't very nice. If you think about in places in Southeast Asia and Asia, the coastlines there, well, they often have monsoons for part of the year. There isn't the same sort of beach-going culture in terms of swimming, and it might be a cultural thing. And the beaches are not always attractive, but often they're remote and they're not visited. So yeah, Australia is pretty unique. We tick all the boxes for being able to go to the beach and the coast pretty easily.
इस रिपोर्ट को प्रस्तुत किया SBS News से बिवा क्वान और एलेक्सेंड्रा जोन्स और SBS हिंदी से वृषाली जैन ने.
SBS रेडियो से डाउनलोड करने के लिए आपका धन्यवाद. हमारा पूरा कार्यक्रम आप कैसे सुने इसके लिए sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाएं.